Blog Talk Radio.
Power down.
I need
you
healing power.
Oh God, I need your healing power.
He's the beginning and the end, the everlasting Father. Oh, just take some time and just love him.
Hallelujah.
Just lift up your hands and begin to sing to him in the spirit.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Roboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Thanksgiving Ministry. We welcome each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, enter into his gates, to his courts with praise. Hallelujah. So let us begin wherever you are this morning. Begin to bless the Lord and tell him thank you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, open your mouths and just begin to praise him. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your holy name. Lord, we're keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your kindness. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name. We honor you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, endures forever. Father, we say thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. What a mighty God he serves. We thank you. Let your goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Oh, we adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. He said, thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for each and every one here this morning. Father, I ask you to bless and touch each one of us in a special way, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for reconciliation. We thank you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. Hallelujah. Psalm 95. Hallelujah. Romo Sodoria Karamasi. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him. with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And in his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, it should not enter into my rest. Father, once again, we say thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness, for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings. Thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And so, Father, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. Invade our atmosphere. Invade our lives. Take preeminence, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. We surrender every detail of our lives to you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Spirit of the living God, we pray for a refreshing this morning. Refresh us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our bodies in the name of Jesus. We thank you for spiritual refreshing. Pour upon us the oil of gladness. Take away your spirit of heaviness, the spirit of heaviness. Take away the spirit of heaviness and give us your garment of praise. We are a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord. Father, we thank you. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Oh, we give you glory. Release the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus deliver us. Let the blood of Jesus set us free. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we activate the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in our lives. Your word says, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living waters. So, Father God, we thank you for the blood. The blood, oh God, that takes us from glory to glory. The blood of Jesus that sustains us. The blood of Jesus that makes us whole. Oh God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that you, for the blood of Jesus, thank you for paying that price on the cross. Thank you for the finished works of the cross. Oh, God, we mourning. Thank you for the blood. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces, nephews, our spouses. Oh, God, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, my son, Deriaku. The blood of Jesus. Father God, fill us up. Fill us up with your spirit, oh God. The Holy Ghost, let the Holy Spirit be activated and manifested in our lives. Spirit of the living God, fill us up. Take everything in us that is not of God and let us be empty vessels that you pour into to be used for your glory and for your honor in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the fresh anointing. Father God, thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for restoration. In the name of Jesus, heal our emotions. Heal us, oh God, physically. Oh, heal us spiritually, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing. We pray for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Light and darkness cannot dwell in the same place. Light overpowers darkness, and Jesus, you are that light. Let there be light in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your light so shine in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your light bring our bodies into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God. We thank you for the angels, oh God, the holy angels guiding us and protecting us and doing your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father God, give us faith, oh God. Increase our faith to trust you. Increase our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Without faith, it is impossible to please you. Strengthen us, oh God. We are weak, but you are strong, oh God. We pray for strength in the name of Jesus. We pray for strength in the name of Jesus. Heal us, oh God. Deliver us, oh God. Set us free, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the restoration in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you this morning to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall. Let your glory fall. Let your anointing fall in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. You said in your word, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, O God. Oh, Father God, we stand on your word and we stand on your promises, O God, in the name of Jesus. Release your virtue, O God. Strengthen us. strengthen us, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. Oh God, we have nowhere to go but to you. And so, Father, this morning, we cancel every work or plan of the enemy in our that against our lives, against our destinies, in the name of Jesus. We cancel and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. We cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for you are with us. We thank you, Lord, that you never left us. So this morning, as we come into your presence, Lord, within your presence, there is fullness of joy. Lord, we pray that as every prayer that we pray, and we will pray that you will hear the prayers. Let it be like sleeps in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Your strength is made perfect. Breathe on us, O God. Breathe on us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Father, we pray, O God, for that rest, O God, in Christ Jesus. O Father God, your word says in Psalm 30, verse 2, Lord, my God, I call to you for help, and you heal me. Father, let everybody be made whole. In the name of Jesus. You said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, we stand on your word, oh God. We stand on your promises, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your word says, in James 15:40-50, is anyone sick among you? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of Jesus. And the prayers offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So, Father God, this morning, we join our faith together and we pray for all those that are not feeling well this morning. We pray for healing right now. Release your oil of heaven. Let it rest upon them in the name of Jesus. Ease them of the pain and the discomfort in the name of Jesus. You said in Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore you to help and heal your wounds. Oh, Father God, restore those that are sick, oh God. Restore them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Restore them to help and in the name of Jesus and heal their wounds in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your word says in Proverbs 4:20-22, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who bind them and help to all their flesh. Let your word, O God, be health to all our flesh. Let your word, O God, be health to all our flesh, O God. Let your healing anointing flow. Let your power come down. Let your glory come down. Hallelujah. Your word says in Isaiah 38:16-17, you restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love, you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all sins. You have put all my sins behind your back. We thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our sins in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for help us, O God. We thank you for strength, O God. We thank you for faithfulness, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you bless our hearts, bless our minds. In the name of Jesus, bless our household. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you to do, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we heal, O God. Release your healing, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Take away the discomfort. Take away the peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Without faith, Father, Father, please you. Father, we walk by faith and we do not walk by sight, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are the same God yesterday, today and forevermore. Father, we thank you. We thank you for those in the hospital. Lord, there's no distance. You are omnipresent. So we pray that you send your holy angels. To assist us in a healing process, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles quickly, please, to Matthew 21:12-16. Matthew 21:12-16. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to read from the King James Version. Matthew 21:12-16. And Jesus went into the of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold those. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. But you have made it a den of thieves, and the blind and the lame to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, hear thou what ye say? And Jesus said unto them, ye have never read out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Hallelujah. I want you to look, go back. My house shall be a house of prayer. My house shall be a house of prayer. When we look at even Isaiah 56, Jesus, Isaiah said the house of prayer. Hallelujah. That the church is a place where we go to pray. And then your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So you now should be a house of prayer. Hallelujah. The place of prayer. So you are the house of prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The house of prayer. And many times, there are times the Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. That means it produced results. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There are results when you pray. Hallelujah. You're not just praying the words communicating with God. When you pray, God hears your prayer and God answers the prayer that we pray. If you want God to respond, you have to get into a relationship and begin to pray to him. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So you are the house of prayer. You are the tabernacle of prayer. Hallelujah. And you got to keep that in mind. You are, amen, the temple. So when you move around, you are that temple of prayer because the Holy Ghost dwells within you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And many times in the body of Christ, a lot of people, we do not pray. And it's such a microwave things happening now. Everything takes too much time for them. And most people do not want to take that time to pray. Hallelujah. And in the churches, the ushers, the deacons, everybody should be praying. If we want God to move, we got to get in the position of prayer. If we want God to move in our lives, move in our destiny, we have to posture ourselves in the position of prayer. Hallelujah. So what is it? What should we do? First of all, when you come into enter, you come with thanksgiving and praising God, telling him thank you for all that he's done in your own way. blessing him and praising, enter into the gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. And as you praise the Lord and you let your praise be made, always be praising and blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For us to be the house of prayer, we got to be holy and righteous. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within me. We want our prayers to be effective. We have to live in holiness and righteousness. We have to be sold out completely. Completely for Almighty God. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. That's the word. Purity. Look at Jesus. The house of prayer. These people have contaminated the house of prayer, selling, buying. That's not what it is for. It is to bring people into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man will see the face of God. Hebrews 12:14, without holiness, no man. Hallelujah. So we enter into the gates of thanksgiving, and then we come to the brazen altar to begin to ask God to wash us, and we're truly sorry that we have surrendered to him completely and totally, not wishing worship, but very consistent. Very, very consistent. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The house of prayer got to be cleansed, got to be purified. Hallelujah. The house of prayer is a house of what? Purity, a house of power. You want your prayers to be touched the ears of God. Hallelujah. Many times our prayers, if it is not touching, because we are not coming from the place of purity. You've said thanksgiving, everything, but in your heart has to be cleansed, purged, washed, purified, and sanctified by Almighty God through the blood of Jesus. You cannot, when you pray, you got to come from that stance of being a pure vessel, emptying yourself of all that is not pleasing to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Holiness is what God wants. This is what God is after. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. When we look at Exodus, where God came on Mount Sinai, the God instructed Moses or the children of Israel to cleanse themselves for 3 days before they go. You appear around that mountain. God always gave us strict rules on how he will respond to us, how he will answer. He gave blueprints. He gave rules and regulations, but we want to skip. Hallelujah. We cannot not skip that place. We got to enter what? With praise. Judah means praise. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Leah said, this time I will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You enter with praise. And then you ask for forgiveness, cleansing you. Hallelujah. You don't want any open doors. You want your prayers to be answered. So you don't want a window open. You don't want any crack in. and he scratched up sometimes for our behavior, bitterness, unforgiveness, and different things. Jesus said, I will not forgive you your trespasses if you do not forgive others that trespass. And we begin to compare things. No. We got to do what God says. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Be careful. Get rid of lies, haughtiness, pride, everything that will hinder our relationship and hinder prayers to be answered. I want when I get on my knees and when I get on my knees and pray, I want results. And I can say it over and over. I'll be 62 years old. But since I met the Lord, there's not a prayer that I've prayed that he has not answered. I don't even have to even speak the word. He knows my thoughts. He begins to answer in remarkable ways. And it is not time for him to give me whatever I ask for. He gives you the grace. We talk of the weight. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God answers prayers. God hears us when, if you notice the pattern of this prayer ministry, we enter in every morning with praises and thanksgiving, even if we didn't put the radio on. We come on the prayer line, we want to praise God, and we want to bless it because that's the protocol. You got to start with thanking and praising him. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, pray, let your praise be what? Perfected praise. Perfected praise. Don't praise him from the point of bitterness and negativity. Praise him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and body. Praise him. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Even if you don't feel like praising, you know, my praise, there's a praise called prophetic praise. What is prophetic praise? If God says he's going to do something, I don't wait for him to do it. I begin to say, Lord, I thank you for this and that. I thank you for your promises. I thank you for this. I praise him in advance. So, because I believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when you praise him in advance, you believe. You trust in him. Hallelujah. You got to, without faith, it's impossible. Do not listen to what man says. Listen to what God says. Only what God says will happen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You want your prayers to be answered. You want your prayers to be answered. You want God to intervene in different areas of your life. You want your prayers to be answered when you pray for your children. You want God to intervene. Pray for your friends. You want God to intervene. Hallelujah. Sometimes people will say prayer requests. They send a prayer request. By the time I just need to just look at that prayer request. And when I see it on my phone, I don't even waste time. I begin to pray. Right when I see the prayer, the request, I don't wait for today or tomorrow. I begin to pray right there and then for God's divine intervention. Hallelujah. Amen. So you want your prayers not to be empty words. You want your prayers to be meaningful, that God effective will answer the prayer. Amen. In the name of every promise God made, I don't even, it is yes and amen. There's nothing impossible with God if you believe. Whatever you're going through, trust him. and believe what he says, and begin to give a prophetic praise. Lord, I thank you for healing me. Lord, I thank you. When my son was incarcerated, I prayed prophetic praise. I prayed prophetic praise. Thank you. When I was opening my business, even before I had the money, Lord, I thank you for the finances to open the business. I thank you. Thank you for doing it. I begin to bless him and thank him. Thank you for the teachers, the staff. Thank you for this. You because I believe he will do it. With no money, I believe that God will do it. And he did it. Not in my house for home daycare. No, in a center. Hallelujah. And I begin to pray those prayers way before he did it. Not only did I pray the prayer, I went even further. I begin to buy things when I didn't even know what I bought it because I believed it, and it sure came to fruition. Learn to give God prophetic praise because you believe and you trust. What are the promises God has made in your life? Do you take time and open your book with all the prophetic words that people have spoken over your life? The words that God has spoken. I do it. I open my book. You need to write the prophetic words. And when people prophesy, you need to write it down. And you take those your journal and begin to pray those promises, prophetic praise. You call it out by faith. Hallelujah. I have a God who will never, ever fail. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for taking the pains away. I thank you for healing. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for providing all my needs according to your riches in glory. You got to do that and believe. Lord, you don't have my, Lord, I thank you that my bank account is not in red. Lord, I thank you for an overflow. Lord, I thank you for finances. Lord, I thank you. You begin to do prophetic prayer. I thank you, even when you don't see the house. And God said he would give you a house. Lord, I thank you for the house. I thank you for you begin to bless him. I thank you for the business. I thank you. You be prophetic praise. You begin to praise him. I'm talking about real praise from the bottom of your heart. Jeez, I gave you some of these. You know what moves God into the gates of praise? You ask for mercy. Hallelujah! His mercies are new every morning. You come into that prophetic praise because you have faith and you have trust in God. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, it's not good to run your mouth and say things that God has said he will do for you, because maybe when you say things out, enemy, yeah, those things that would give the slow things from happening in your life. But you want to receive from God. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Father, of blessings. Thank you for the children, our children, coming into alignment. Thank you for saving them from the clutches and the hand of the enemy. Lord, thank you. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for healing Mariama. Thank you for taking away the pains and the discomfort. Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, you said you will heal her, oh, God. And I stand on your word and promises. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your healing virtues flow. Make her whole, oh, God, in the name of Jesus through his precious blood. Ease her of discomfort and pain, oh God. She is your daughter, the daughter of a king, all glorious within. By your mercy, oh God, make her whole again. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for praise we put. Thank you for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, not only for Mariama, but for all those who do not see well, we claim your healing in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Begin to praise God, prophetic praise. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. It is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, let's stand to our feet and give somebody a high five. Say, it will always end in praise.
How many of you are grateful today? The rock.